This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Excuse me.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
You know what it is.
All rise for Judge Z and G.
Court is now in session.
You better believe it.
You better believe it,
people. We are here to lay down the law for the people.
Right. That's right.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
We have, and it's always open for the listeners out there.
That's right.
If you would like to send any of your dilemmas,
send them through to laughourproud@joy.org.au. Or if you want to quickly send them through right now, you can text us in on 0427-JOY-949.
Or send through an email to onair@joy.org.au.
Yes.
Officially, Judge ZNG is the segment right now. And we have got some cases that the Laugh Out Prouders out there have sent in already.
That's right. Our producer has sifted through millions and millions of responses.
Yes, and all of the princes wanting money.
That's right.
We get a lot of emails here.
We get a lot, and we have to sift through the spam, sift through the jargon.
Yes.
And get to the real nitty-gritty situations.
The important stuff.
So we've got a few here that I think we've sorted it out.
And we take every case seriously, and we treat every case as individual. So we've got the first case here. And this person is investing.
Okay.
Or has been told, I should say, to invest in a nest egg, which, you know, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea. They've managed to get their hands on one of these nest eggs.
Right. Good. That sounds good.
All right. I think there's a miscommunication. I had started to sit on it, and it hatched into a baby bird.
Right.
Okay. This nest egg. Ooh. Can I claim child support from the mama bird? Ooh.
Okay, that's interesting. Who is your financial advisor?
Yeah, because that's not the nest egg.
That's not textbook. No, that's not the 401k that people are talking about.
No, it's not the investment you need to be making. But if you are able to claim, if you can locate the true mama, true mama bird.
Some regurgitated food, maybe.
That would benefit your child.
You could probably get at least 49% of some regurgitated food.
Well, you're entitled to it.
Of course,
I think, at that
point. That's right. So maybe push for that at your next financial board meeting.
Yes, if you can catch the magpie or whatever bird it is.
It is not swooping season yet.
No,
so
but if
get
it is,
in quick.
You'll be hearing for about
you'll
it.
Be, yeah.
So that is the end of case one. So look, I think you need to get clarification. If you're not sure on something, get your nest egg checked.
That's right. Get it checked and make sure it doesn't hatch. Because then you've probably got a different situation.
Yes, you are dealing with a
bit scrambled.
Oof.
So the second case that we have right now.
We have got, it looks like they were at a restaurant.
Yes, okay.
And the waitress or waiter asked if they would like the bill.
Oh. That's commonplace. That's pretty standard procedure.
I feel like nothing.
Nothing untoward here.
Let's read on.
Okay.
I said no thanks and left.
What? Is that a move? Can you do that?
Ooh, confidence.
That's very confident.
Police arrived at my car moments later.
Uh-oh.
Why should I pay the bill if the offer was there and I respectfully declined?
Uh-huh, fair enough.
Just like my card would have.
Oh, boom, whoa. Wow, ooh, look at that.
Wendy.
Putting in some zingers in there.
Wendy, hopping out of the party for that one. This person doesn't really mind that... oh, wow.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, wow. This person doesn't really mind that they've got... trying to read here that they got pulled up by the police. They just would like to know, can they sue the food for being too expensive?
I think that's a fair call.
Oh, there are some places I'd like to
exactly
rip through that menu,
and you can really tell what a place thinks of themselves on based on the price of their chips.
That's true.
If it's a higher priced chip item, they think they're very hoity-toity.
And look, I'm not an official judge here. Look, don't get me wrong.
That's right.
But you should be able to sue.
Right.
If the food is too expensive.
I think that is correct.
I think that's case dismissed
spot on
that one. We have got, and it always saddens me when we hear lovers' quarrels.
That's right.
Here on Judge ZNG.
It is a shame, but it does happen. It's reality.
Does happen. You know? It is life.
That's right.
We have to move forward in motion to the ocean.
Do read on, Z.
Okay, this person has recently broken up with their partner. Mm-hmm. I am very sorry to hear that.
That is a shame.
Oh, no, and it sounds like they've taken everything.
Oh.
They've taken the dog, the friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, we're sending you love.
Yes.
From Laugh Out Proud.
Sending you laughs from Laugh Out Proud.
Which is the best medicine.
That's right. Audience, can we... Look, we'll just open the door and give them some support. Yep.
Is there anyone there? Yeah. Oh, look at that. Listener, look at all the support you have.
The support and love you're getting.
Right there.
All right, shut up, audience.
Look,
okay.
they look, like I said, took everything. How can I legally get my things back?
Uh-huh.
I wish I had...
Probably making a phone call. I don't know, talking them through, you know, like mediation.
Like
you know, that's the key. That's the key, you know?
Ooh, apparently communication is difficult.
Right, really? Why? Why is that?
As they are inflatable.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right. That's very interesting.
And attached a picture.
Yes.
And this person is an inflatable love doll.
Okay. So, all right. That's going to make communication hard.
It does. And we've never seen a case like this before.
No,
we
haven't.
I think this might be the first time it's out of our jurisdiction.
This could be setting some precedent right now.
That's true.
That's right. So, look, let the air out and see what happens.
Yes.
That's right.
I think it's best if you two communicate and just air it all out.
Air it all out. That's right. Oh, that's all a right. good.
Yep. We've got the final case of the year, of the year one.
Wow.
Of Laugh Out Proud.
Wow. Here we go. This looks like a doozy. It looks like a well-written essay.
It does. Very well-written,
so it looks like
say.
There could be a writer or something, maybe. It's very well-written.
Well, let's
read on.
Let's investigate.
Let's read on.
Okay. I just thought of an idea.
Just then. Wow,
just
really?
Now.
Z? Was that you?
No, I'm actually reading it from the listener.
Oh,
so,
sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You can actually see me reading it, but that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, all right.
The idea that this person has thought of
mm-hmm.
is... it's about a kid.
Yes.
Who is actually a wizard, has magical powers.
Right.
But...
Something familiar already.
The listener... Uh-huh. But he doesn't know he's a wizard,
uh-huh.
apparently.
Right. Do they have a scar on their head?
It doesn't say that, but it says that this big fella comes to his house and
uh-huh.
says, "You're a wizard."
Oh.
And it's even said to say it in that voice. It's really...
Really? That's
interesting.
Okay.
Here. But apparently he said that... it's already a movie,
uh-huh.
which you just said
right.
sounded familiar.
Yes.
So I don't know if this person is...
Ooh. Okay.
But apparently they just thought of the idea.
Yep.
So it can't have been taken already.
No, of course not.
It's so therefore, it's my idea, so technically it's my money. How do I get wizard money? I think this person needs to...
contact their local publisher.
Yes.
I think.
And have the conversation with them.
Have the conversation with them. Maybe type up some words, you know.
Yes.
Type it out. Type an outline. What do they call it? A manuscript?
Yes.
Get it done.
Yeah.
Send it to the publisher.
Or like a more than a sentence, because
yeah.
it sounds like this was written on a napkin
exactly.
one night.
It sounds like someone just read a blurb and then sent it in.
Yeah, or watched the movie the night before.
yeah.
And
only watched the trailer and then just read a blurb. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow.
Wouldn't that be a skill? You watch the trailer and you have to write the rest of the film from that. Like this listener has all of a sudden done.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.